اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we are again with four of our students from Sevier International School. Brother Hussein Ruhullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, inshallah?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Brother Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine.
Great?
Yes.
Did you start a good day?
No.
No? Inshallah. You will have a good day, inshallah, after this, okay? With reciting the Quran Kareem. Brother Hussein Musa, how are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Good? Yes. Alhamdulillah, okay. And Ali Nasir?
Assalamualaikum, alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, that's great. So, everyone is fine, and we really hope that you are fine as well out there. So, inshallah, without wasting the time, we will take a quick review of our previous lesson and then start the new topic. So, but before, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajil faraj.
So in the previous session we practiced the pronunciations of the letters, yes?
Yes.
And also alhamdulillah we applied all the pronunciations, all the articulation points of the letters in the verses of the Holy Quran, right?
Yes.
We practiced some surahs.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah you learned them. And then I give you a short introduction about the new topic, which inshallah we'll cover today in this session. And that was about qalqala, right?
Yes.
Bouncing sound with some of the letters. So, sometimes you might hear like the reciters of the Quran Kareem, while they're reciting, they're like making or producing a bouncing sound with the sakin letters. Some of the second letters, not all the second letters. For example, you might have heard like they're reciting A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir rahmanir rahim Qul huwallahu ahad.
Yes.
You hear this sound?
Yes.
Allahus samad.
Again.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Right?
Yes.
So, you hear that one.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Or for example, you say والعاديات ضبحا ضب ضبحا, right? Or for example the other surah, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, right? You hear that one?
Yes.
Well, it's ساكن. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. Finished. But no. Yeah, you hear just a bouncing sound or like a half fatha sound, a sound. So it's not with all the letters, but it is with some of the letters. Now let's take a look which letters are they and how should we apply this qalqala. Okay, so literally qalqala means what?
Bouncing sound.
Or jumping. Yes. Okay? Jumping or bouncing. And or kind of a vibration. Sometimes it vibrates, yes? So literally it means like bouncing, okay? And but in the Quranic terms, in Tajweed term, we mean by producing a bouncing sound or making like a half fatha sound with those five letters, okay? So what are those five letters? Do you know?
Yes, Qutb-e-Jad.
Qutb-e-Jad letters. Yes. So they are like made up, they have made up a word like Qutb-e-Jad. So now let's separate the letters. The first one?
Qaf.
Qaf. Second one, Hussein Musa?
Ta.
Ta. And?
Ba.
Ba. And?
Jim.
Jim and?
Dal.
Dal. So it's not, they are not put in order, no problem, okay? Qutb-e-Jad. It means these five letters. Whenever you see them, in two cases. First, they have sakin. Originally, they are sakin. They have sakin. Okay? For example, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ الضَّابِحَ. Look, the ba doesn't have any other harakat so that you could change it to sukun and apply the rule qalqala. No. It has, originally, it has that sukun on the top. Okay? But sometimes you see that the letter does not have that sukun, literally. Okay? So it, originally it doesn't have that sukun, but while you stop, while you make a pause, okay, at the end of that ayah, for example, you have one of these letters, or in the middle of the ayah, you want to make a pause there. So the last letter becomes one of these five letters. So in this case, in level two, we studied how to make a pause. So one of the rules was this, that if the letter that you want to make a pause, if that letter has fatha, kasra, dhamma, tanwin kasra, okay? You change all these harakats, all these signs to sukun. Okay? For example, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It ends with tanwin dhamma. Okay? Tanwin dhamma.
Yes.
Un. But because you make a pause here, you stop here, you gotta change that tanwin dhamma to
sukun.
So now, did the letter dal have sukun in reality and originally it had?
No,
it didn't have. So you just changed a harakat to sukun. Why? Because you made a pause.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So we have two cases for this. Either the letter that we want to apply the rule qalqala, it has what? The sukun itself originally, or no, we are making a pause at that letter, at that word, okay, ending with that qalqala, or I mean Qutb-e-Jad letter, okay? So in that case, like I told you, in one of those signs, if it ends, so we change it to sukun and we apply the qalqala rule. Simple as that, okay?
Simple as that.
But there is one thing that Hussein Musa must be very, very careful not to, like, prolong the qalqala sound, that bouncing sound. For example, if you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ أَحَدَ, if you make it أَحَدَ,
it's wrong.
The word changes. Even the word becomes another word.
Yes,
the word changes. Or you say وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَ.
Yes.
ضَبَحَ. No, it's wrong. You don't have to make it that way, okay? That is wrong. So we have to be very, very much careful, okay? It's only pronounced like with a bouncing sound, not a complete fatha.
Okay? Half of fatha sound.
Yeah. And okay. Now, so I want Ali Nasir to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Let's see, does he apply the rules or no? Let's see, do you produce a bouncing sound with that dal or no?
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
أحسن.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ.
Uh-huh. Was it a good bouncing sound or no? It was not very clear. It was good in his viewpoint, okay? But it was not a good one.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked it. Yeah, repeat it.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ.
Ah, that was nice. Continue with the same bouncing sound.
اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ.
MashaAllah, thank you so much. That was nice. The bouncing sound. Repeat everyone after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل هو الله أحد
قل هو الله أحد
الله الصمد
الله الصمد
لم يلد ولم يولد
لم يلد ولم يولد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
أوكي أحسن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Now we have three levels of qalqala or bouncing sound. The weak, the normal one, strong one, and the strongest one. So three levels we have. Okay?
Yes.
You remember I told you that originally the letter has sukun. Sometimes it doesn't have sukun. We
pause.
Change it. It's harakat to sukun. Okay, two cases, yes?
Yes.
And there is one more case. I must add it. Like, sometimes the letter ends with a tashdeed on the top as well. So the harakat will be changed to sukun, but it still have a tashdeed. It means two letters are there. It means you do two qalqala.
Oh.
So it becomes strong then. How? For example, haqqa. Haqqa. Look, haqqa. Haqqa. Yeah?
Yes.
It has a tashdeed, yes?
Yes.
Hajj. Hajj. It's stronger, yes, than the other ones. Hajj. For example, watab. 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 Look, it's stronger.
Yes.
So, when is it strong? When is it normal? Or when it's weak? So when the letter itself has sukun, its sukun is original sukun. Like what? Like وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا. Yeah, ضَبَحَا. Quickly,
yes.
you just go, okay? Just make a bouncing sound and leave and go, continue. So that's weak one.
Yes.
Okay? فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا. You do not say قَدَحَا. Like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Okay, they're a little different. Not very much, okay? Like precise differences are there. So we said that the qalqala is weak or it's not very normal or we mean not too much strong when the letter itself has a sukun and the sukun is original sukun. All right, Hussein Ruhullah?
Yes.
Okay, so that was the example we made. For example, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ
صدرك.
Or for example, الذي in Surah Quraysh, الذي أطع. You do not say أطع أطع. No, do not make it a strong one. Just weak one. الذي أطعمهم أطعمهم. Okay, that's it. And who can recite Surah Al-Kawthar? Hussein Ruhullah, can you recite it?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
أبتر.
أبتر.
So thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools Network. After taking a break, inshallah, we'll be back. Let's recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان